to God's holy word.
A reading from the second book of Kings. One day, Elisha came to Shunem, where there was a woman of influence who urged him to dine with her. Afterward, whenever he passed by, he used to stop there to dine. So she said to her husband, "I know that Elisha is a holy man of God. Since he visits us often, let us arrange a little room on the roof and furnish it for him with a bed, table, chair, and lamp, so that when he comes to us, he can stay there." Sometime later, Elisha arrived and stayed in the room overnight. Later, Elisha asked, "Can something be done for her?" His servant Gehazi answered, "Yes, she has no son, and her husband is getting on in years." Elisha said, "Call her." When the woman had been called and stood at the door, Elisha promised, "This time next year, you will be fondling a baby son." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because that little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
And how are you?
Blessed.
The back sound blessed, the front did not, just so you know. So if you're not blessed, you're not blessed. But anyway, today, you know, I was up in Edmonton, Canada, the last couple days for a Christian Life conference. It was still light up there at 10:15 at night. And it would get light again and again at 4:30 in the morning. It was ridiculous. But anyway, there was all these, a Christian Life conference for families. And there's about 1,500, maybe even more there. And most of the families there had 8 children each. 8. So Ian's got some catching up to do here, in case you're wondering. One family had 12. Do you think there was any kid there named Lawrence? Not one. I've been doing weddings now for 35 years almost, which being a deacon and that too, and 35 years, every time I marry every single couple, and some of you in this very room I have married a long time ago. And I said, when I married you and when God gives you your 10 children named Larry, 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 and how many children have I got named Larry in 35 years? Zero is correct. Why don't people like that name? I don't get it. Or maybe it's they just don't like me. I don't know. But the reality is, even this sign about here God is, you know, with giving and giving and giving, having children like that, you don't have to have 12 children. That's not what I'm taking. Don't take this out of context. We got to sit there and always be giving of ourselves for others, whether it's our children, our spouse. And yet God here today says, if you love your wife or if you love your father or mother or your children more than me, you're not worthy of me. Now, doesn't that just hit you if you really hear that? Because a lot of you are thinking, I don't know if I love Jesus more than my family. And that's an issue. We must. And as I talk about, got to know that when you and I love God above everything, including our family, our spouse, everything, then we will love them with the love of God instead of the love of us. And the love of us can be petty. It can be moody. It can be what kind of day you had. And then you come home and you take it out on the wife or the kids or the husband and the kids because it's about, I love you the way I love you. Well, that's not the kind of love we're talking about. God's talking about we need to love each other and especially our families with God's love, which is unconditional. Like when I was talking to these people yesterday, it took me 15 hours to get home, just so you know. I left at midnight, and I didn't get home to Pittsburgh till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but that's all beside the point. But what I said to those people is you must love God above all things. And then with his love, you love your family. And so that's the first thing you and I got to think about. Do I love God more than even my family? And if not, don't go crazy. I'm not here to make you feel guilty today. The reality is, I'm here to help us to start thinking, this is what God says, right? I didn't make this up today. This isn't like, oh, Father Larry says this. Jesus Christ says this. And so if Jesus Christ says this, I got to listen to what he's saying. So if you and I think, nope, I think I love my family more than I love Jesus. Well, it's called repentance. And it's called, okay, Lord, how am I going to prove that I love you more than I love my family? And what would be the first way that we do that, people? Prayer, exactly correct. I don't know what I would do here without Ed. I just don't get it. But still, we got to pray. Pray got to be the most important part of our lives. Again, so if you have to wake up early like I do so I can do what I need to do my holy hour before I can give my life for you the rest of the day, then you wake up 5 minutes earlier a day so you can put God first, even before your family. You can do that. It doesn't kill you. It doesn't hurt the family. It doesn't hurt anybody. It might hurt you a little bit. 5 minutes earlier, Father, for Jesus? Yeah. If you don't pick up your cross and follow after me, you're not worthy of me. So waking up 5 minutes early, I know it'd be a horrible cross for everybody. I'm not asking you to do it. I'm just saying. If you can't do it in the morning, do it later. But when it talks about loving God first, that means that we put God first, period. And then it's saying this that we can go beyond our family. Because sometimes we think, like again, when I ask people when they come to confession, you consistently take care of the poor. And I says, Father, and they tell me a lot of times, Father, I take care of my family. That's plenty. Nope, it isn't. You got to take care of people outside your family, right? Because to take care of your family is to take care of yourself. But we always have to also take care of the poor because that's part of our family, right? And so when he sits there and talks about whoever receives a prophet will receive that reward, whoever gives a cup of water to one of these little ones, that's part of what we're called to do. So again, do I consistently take care of others too? And again, my favorite movie, I haven't talked about it in years, but anybody remember my favorite movie in the whole world from this parish? City of Joy. City of Joy. Yeah, all the other guesses. Sorry, I don't know where you got it. But anyway, City of Joy. And in the movie City of Joy, this guy who's a doctor, it's based on a book called City of Joy, but in the movie they change it. Patrick Swayze, remember him? He's a doctor, and he's operating on a child, and the child dies. So he gives up being a doctor. He can't handle it, and he goes to India. And when he goes to India, you know, he's doing bad things, which we won't talk about here at Mass. See, I'm getting better. And so then he sat there, and then he gets placed, and some person rules him, takes all his money, his identification, everything, beats him up, and he ends up in a place in India called City of Joy. And they fix him, and they heal his wounds, and he gets better. And there's a nurse there and says, well, what do you do? None of your business, he said. And then finally she finds out he's a doctor and says, we need a doctor here so bad. I'm done being a doctor. I'm done. Anyway, she talks him into it. He stays. And he takes care of the poorest of the poor. And when he does that, he finds unbelievable joy. And the way the movie ends is just one line up on the screen. All that is not given is lost. All that is not given is lost. That God calls us to give away our life every day. So again, we got to think about this. Do I love God above all things, and do I prove it by the time I give him? And I've talked about this millions of times throughout these soon to be 22 years with you. Can you imagine how we must prove that we love God by putting him first, denying ourselves, denying our time, and then by giving away our life for others? And everything we give away, we get to keep forever. Everything we keep to ourselves, we lose forever. All that is not given is lost. So Jesus, of course, today is one of these gospels where he challenges us. And for some people, it thinks he's asking too much. Jesus isn't asking too much. He's telling you how to have peace and joy. You will love no one, especially your family, less. You'll love them more. And you'll love others more. And that's how you get to enter the kingdom. Because the kingdom of heaven is a kingdom of love. Where we love God, he loves us, and we love each other forever. And we get to learn how to do that now. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.